Hello. In this, the 11th episode of our Celts podcast, I shall be interviewing an Austrian schoolteacher from Steiermark who first travelled to Edinburgh as a student on a language week 10 years ago and has subsequently returned with her own students. I'll ask her a few questions about her experience of a Celts language week. Improve your students' English with Celts from coolscot-tours.com. Listen, learn about bringing your school groups to Scotland on a language week, and discover Scotland's warmth with your host, David McCarthy. So, I'm here with Ms. Hofer from Styria in Austria, and she's just had a group of students on a language week in Edinburgh, so I'm going to ask her a few questions. So, Ms. Hofer, was it you or your students who chose to come to Edinburgh?
Well, we let our students pick what city they wanted to see, and they chose Edinburgh themselves.
Excellent. Okay. Do you know why they chose Edinburgh?
Not 100% sure. I think one reason is probably they wanted to do something different from the other classes. And since the other classes picked Dublin, they wanted to see Edinburgh.
Good choice. Excellent. Now, have you personally been to Edinburgh before? And if so, what was your experience?
I was here as a student myself, so I did almost the same program as the students did. And I enjoyed it a lot, so I was sure it would be a good experience for them as well.
Excellent. And what do you personally think of Edinburgh? Is it a good city to bring students? Are there plenty of activities for the students to do?
I think it's a good city to bring students because you can be sure that they find the way around, I believe. It's easy for them to find the way. And there are beautiful spots to see. And I love about Great Britain in general that you can see so many museums for free. There is so much to do and you can just go there whenever you want.
And is it a safe city for your students?
I believe so, yes. We didn't have any trouble. So.
Okay. And we haven't spoken about the age of your students. What's the average age of the group that you've brought with you?
Most of our students are 15.
Okay, thank you. What was your students' experience of the Celts English language tuition? Do you think they enjoyed their lessons?
I think it was still school for them, so they were a bit reluctant to go. But when the tutors really worked with them and they really tried to find something they were passionate about, it worked fine and they enjoyed it as well, I think.
Perfect. What do you think your students enjoyed most during their week in Scotland?
I talked to a few of them and most listed the Edinburgh Castle, that they liked that. Especially, I think, because of the views. So what they said is if you get a nice view of the city, that's what they enjoyed.
It's high up on the rock. Yeah. Did you take your students up the extinct volcano known as Arthur's Seat?
Yes, we went up there as well.
And did they enjoy that?
They didn't enjoy the hike so much because they were quite exhausted, but they loved the view, yes. And they were all happy they did it.
Perfect. And finally, would you recommend teachers to bring a group to Edinburgh for their language week?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time.
Sure.
If you found that useful and wish to hear more, be sure to subscribe to our Celts podcast on Apple's podcast app, iTunes, or whichever method you use to listen to podcasts. In our next episode, I'm looking forward to talking to some more teachers and to some students about their experiences on a Celts Language Week in Edinburgh. Well, that's us for now. If you want to learn more, head over to coolscot-tours.com and take a read of our blog, or follow our Instagram account at coolscot.tours, where we look forward to helping you discover Scotland's warmth. Until next time, as the Scots say, Lang may ye long reek.